This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, open air edition, live from the North Dakota State Fair today. We're in the North Dakota, we're actually in the State Fair Park, which is on the Dakota Talent Stage. If you find the mini donuts, you'll find us. You find the Chinese Food Express, you'll find us. We're right across from all the food. Yeah, all of that food. Well, there's some folks over there, by golly. Yeah, how are you? Well, good. Good to see you. Come on over here. We got a microphone. We give away five free pillows, my pillows, right here for anybody that steps up to that microphone. It's so easy. I'm harmless. Exactly. Come on over. They're shouting at us from park benches. We can't talk. But here's a number that's you're going to be hearing a lot today. 4.1. Holy buckets! The economy growing at 4.1. You know, every point is like $3 trillion and 100,000 plus jobs. Every point the GDP goes up. So that is a that's a big, big number. Here's this gentleman. Comes over for a hat. We have hats here. But the other thing I was going to tell you to look for is I have Make Coal Great Again on my head today. So that's the other way you can find me. Make Coal Great Again. This gentleman right over here was yelling at me. Can you go to that thing right there, sir? There we go.
What? Yeah, I say it's pollution.
What is?
Coal.
You think coal's pollution?
Oh, unreal.
Oh, goodness. Do you know, where are you from?
I'm from Canada. I guess that understands that, right?
Well, you said it. I didn't. Yeah, you said it. I didn't. But, North Dakota has among the cleanest air in the entire country. Very clean air in North Dakota. Do you know that?
No, I did not.
And, the Teddy Roosevelt State Park and all of that. Here's what I want you to know about that. We also produce coal. So I think we got to take back that pollution thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, right. Esteban, Saskatchewan, yeah, they got big coal up there.
They do, huh?
Actually, I think the seam runs right through into North Dakota.
Absolutely. Well, what brings you to North Dakota? What are you?
The fair.
You came for the fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's good enough for a pillow. Right there. This is the famous Michael Lindell My Pillow, one of our fine sponsors. So there you go.
Well, I appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely, joining the crowd. Any of your friends want to this gentleman here?
Yeah.
All right, come on up. Come on up.
Yeah, he's a farmer. He knows all about it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Those farmers know, don't they?
Come and get a pillow.
Yeah, exactly right. You don't want to talk. You want a pillow, but you don't want to talk on a mic. See, this is the carrot. You remember that little thing with the carrot in front of the donkey and the. This is the carrot, see? So we need your contributions on the program if you want to get a free MyPillow. That's how it works. How about you? Do you? This guy's brave enough to do it. What's your name, sir?
Steve.
Where are you from, Steve?
Minot here.
Minot, North Dakota. How many years have you been coming to the fair?
Oh, since I've been about 6 or 7.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You go every year no matter what?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What's your favorite part of the fair?
Oh, food?
Yeah.
What concerts?
By the way, we have tonight Dierks Bentley in the grandstand. Dierks Bentley in the grandstand at 8 o'clock tonight. Are you going?
Oh no, not tonight.
Would you like to go?
Oh sure, I can. My sister probably would go.
There you go. And we have others as well. If you come up and find us, see, we're proving the value of just finding us at the fair and saying hi. What does my hat say? Can you tell what my hat says?
What did you say?
Can you tell what my hat says?
Make coal great again.
Right, exactly right. So, folks, just find that "Make Coal Great Again" hat and step up to the microphone and win some freebies. So, what was the favorite thing you had as far as food?
Food.
Any particular thing you thought?
Oh, you only get it like once a year, so it's all good.
You just take it all in.
Yeah, I ate a lot last night.
So I don't want to leave the audience out at home, so we're going to give them a free pillow if they text us at 701-367-2054. That's the number. You got to use my number today, 701-367-2054. And you tell me if I should go with deep-fried Twinkies. Todd, was that the delicacy that that you enjoyed? Deep-fried?
That's what I didn't get to, but they did have a deep-fried Oreo, so I had that instead.
Oh, that's right. You had the Oreo.
You had
the Oreo. Well, I'm going to go with the stuff Todd didn't get to, and I don't know which one. Deep-fried Kool-Aid. I don't know how they even do that, but we're going to find out. So the fried Kool-Aid, and then also the fried...
That's what I just like, plain old good corn dogs.
Do you just go with a simple corn dog? You
don't,
you don't
footlong, though.
Footlongs.
You go for the footlong corn dog. Now you're talking. You don't go for the sweets much. Yeah. You're going to go for the best stuff. Well, I've got a pillow for you. And,
all righty.
And you take care. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you stopping by, okay?
Uh-huh.
Good to see you. Yes.
You too.
You too. You've been absolutely. Absolutely. Good to shake the hand of a listener. I love
it. Great day today, so.
You as well. Go get them. I appreciate it very much. Absolutely. So the texters now are sending us suggestions on what to eat. Fried cheese curds. Okay, yeah, you can do that. I'm going to eat whatever gets the most votes. How about that? And I was thinking I would do the Kool-Aid thing. I'll probably do that either way. But Kool-Aid, fried Kool-Aid. Fried Twinkies since Todd didn't get to them, but whatever else. Kathy says deep fried Twinkie. Okay, good. All right. So keep those coming. And by the way, of the vote that gets the most, we'll pick a winner for the MyPillow. So if deep fried Twinkies wins, we'll put all the deep fried Twinkie people in the hat, pull it out, and they'll win a free MyPillow. Okay? It's a close tie now between the Twinkies and the curds.
Yeah.
So that's what they're having. Not the curds like in KURD. The curds as in cheese curds. Yeah, exactly right. I didn't want anybody to think we were starting wars here or anything. Anyway, so a big day today for Donald Trump, 4.1% annual growth. Listen to this. Here's what the news headlines said when Trump said that we were going to hit 4% growth. CNN Money, Trump promises 4% growth. Economists say, no way. Los Angeles Times, if Trump thinks he can get more than 3% economic growth, he's dreaming. The Wall Street Journal says Trump's 3% growth target looks out of reach. And The Hill said Trump's growth projections leave economists in disbelief. Well, they're all in disbelief now because the GDP shows us at 4.1%. So that's the big news today. There's just no way to spin this bad. There's no way to spin this. Do you know one? So here's something to remember. The Obama and Bush administrations, Republican and Democrat, average growth rate over their 8 years, 1.8%. 1.8%. Trump is already averaging double that, okay, at 3-something, and promised 4% growth and is there. By the way, with more trade deals on the table. So I don't know what your reaction is to this, but to me it's like it's Christmas morning as far as, you know, the presents are being opened here. It's pretty incredible. You know how, like, the election was... You vote for someone, you hope they do what they say they're going to do, you hope they, you know, they're going to keep their promises, and now you get the fruits of your labor. That's where we're at. That's totally where we're at. Want your take on all of this? 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Also, 258-0550 is our local telephone number. You can text Todd your comments at 226-8503, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. The contest for the listeners not with us at the State Fair to win a MyPillow is to text my number with what food I should eat. And then should we Facebook Live it? We'll Facebook Live me eating whatever food they decide. I hope it isn't like, you know, candy crickets or something, you know what I'm saying? Or that guy that ate a spider. You see that all over the Facebook now? Some guy who ate a spider. Seriously. This is the...
Why?
Yeah, I
no, why am I asking that, right? Yeah, there's no good answer for that.
There is no good answer in that, no. But I hope Spider doesn't win. So, and then the guest on the program...
Every time he hears Itsy Bitsy Spider, now he is... Never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
Bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with two individuals on opposite sides of the debate over trade. And specifically, you know, the trade deals the president's doing and, you know, tariffs... to get to a negotiating position, and the relief package announced by Secretary Perdue, by the way, at Kevin Cramer's suggestion back in April. So there you go. Pretty amazing. A good idea, bad idea on all of it, with Mark Watney, who's the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, and Darrell Lease, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So they'll be, you know, obviously on opposite sides, but that'll be an interesting discussion, and I look forward to it very much. On the program coming up. Also, we'll have Kelly Armstrong, Senator Kelly Armstrong of Dickinson, of course, member of the state legislature, now a candidate for the United States House. He's crisscrossing the state. He'll be taking your questions today, and all you need to do is call in your questions and or comments for him. It's a talk radio town hall. So we'll be doing that today from the North Dakota State Fair. And Dirk Bentley is tonight, 8 o'clock in the grandstand. Some of our good friends from Call Before You Dig are over under the big tent there, and they got a lot of freebies in the tent today. So you can check that out. A lot of free stuff in that tent. When they get cranking, they just give away a lot. And really fun stuff, too. So that'll be fun to check that out as well. And what else is left? I guess Cheap Trick was fabulous. Nickelback is tomorrow night. There you go. Nickelback coming tomorrow night. I think we should go with Dirk Bentley and Cheap Trick bumper music today. Todd, are you up for that? Up for a little fun today? We were kind of, you know, a little back and forth between Dirk Bentley for tonight.
Well, after your guy that ate a spider, I was already with spiders and snakes, too. But sure, I can do that.
Who sang spiders and snakes again? I remember it well, but I don't remember the...
Jim Stafford,
yeah. And he always did kind of those fun songs, didn't he?
He did.
He had a good time, Jim Stafford. Making America Great from a Hayfield in the Turtle Mountains. I won't make it to the fair, but I'm going to vote for Deep Fried Twinkie. Okay, you got it. Thanks for the shout-out on our text. Give us a call. Live from the fair.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I've only been here a little more than a year and a half. Over the same period in the year before I took office, we've become a net exporter of natural gas for the first time since 1957. Gotten rid of tremendous amounts of regulations, which allows us to do things. And we still have tremendous regulations on clean air, clean water, the environment. It's very important to me, very important to everybody. But we had unnecessary regulations that were hurting our economy and hurting our country.
That's the president this morning talking about the announcement on the GDP at 4.1% with the vice president, who was just in Grand Forks a couple of days ago, right behind him. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing to see, no doubt about it. We're back on What's on Your Mind. Going to go to a caller in just a second after I tell you a little bit about our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and that HAZWOPR First Responder Awareness is coming up. North Dakota Safety Council is a private nonprofit. Workforce Safety and Insurance both bring you this and keep you up to date on training that is happening. And the region's leader in workplace safety training is the North Dakota Safety Council. And through their new HAZWOPR program, you can now get up-to-date training for your first responders. So if you have employees that may witness a hazardous materials incident, I mean, in other words, they're responsible for reporting it, but nothing else. It's just the sort of front line. Hey, what's happening here? They need this training. It's a three-hour HAZWOPR first responder awareness course. Helps you meet the OSHA regulations by providing sufficient training in the core areas outlined by OSHA. And law enforcement, facility security personnel, any other employee who may witness a need to report an incident included. Next course taught in Minot, August 2nd. The deadline to register is today. And Fargo, August 7th, the next course there. NDSC.org. Click on the training icon. Dirks Bentley, tonight on the grandstand here at the North Dakota State Fair. Where summer shines, and it's shining. Tomorrow it's Nickelback as well. We have tickets left for Dirks Bentley. You come up and find us. Find me in the Make Cole Great Again hat and say, I want them. Or just say, I like that hat. And then I'll know right here on the program. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. And we go to I-94 for the caller. A question or comment? Go ahead, you're up.
Yeah, your guy that was a proponent of wind yesterday doesn't know anything about running a coal facility. You need to talk to somebody who does, because they are. Wind is affecting coal production and coal generation. Wind electricity is the most expensive electricity you buy because you pay for it twice, once with your bill and once with your tax credit. I just wanted to point them things out.
Yeah, and we've had countless folks on from the coal industry and talked about certainly how, you know, it works, but also, the business model, which has been changing for a while. There's no doubt about that. So we have done that, but I'm happy to do that again. It's your suggestion and learn a little bit about it. I think the wind folks are essentially saying, you know what, we're for everything. We're all of the above. And more coal is as well. You know, coal talks about a true all of the above solution. The problem is the government, for a good deal of time, talks a good game about that, but doesn't do that. So, as far as the tax credit, that is being phased out for wind. So that is that's now happening. So, look, everybody's going to have their favorite source. No question about it. You know, for me, that like be picking between favorite kids, not easy. If you don't like one, you like another, that's fine. This is America. That's great. But I think the great thing about North Dakota is we have just so much of a lot of them. You know, short of nuclear, we've got it right here. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, what is the price per kilowatt off a wind farm for electricity? Does anybody know?
Well, I don't know that they do it that way, see, because they put it onto the grid. And somebody was saying yesterday, you know, wind can fill in when the power plants ramp down. But, you know, the actual cost, I'm sure, is available somewhere. But when you say to the consumer, what does it cost you for? In other words, you're saying if you're XL Energy and you get your bill, you want to know on there of my electricity, how much came from wind and what did that cost me per kilowatt hour? Is that what you're saying?
No, I want to know what XL pays a wind farm or what the when they produce electricity, there's the cost of production electricity.
Sure.
When they build one of these, they either say we're gonna here's the plan to build this project. The price on this will be for a 20-year span of say 2.8 cents a kilowatt. That's locked on that project.
And no, I understand what you're saying. Now you're not concerned about the consumer, what they're paying specifically for when you're saying
no,
on the wholesale market.
Company, Yeah, the power company buys this power from the wind fund, as I understand it, and I get to hear anybody tell me the price they pay from the wind pump, the electricity.
Yeah.
So it's expensive. Is it, nobody tells me that, what they pay off the wind farm itself. I haven't heard that price quote.
I don't know, but I can certainly ask for you. I'll make it
over here. Get a hard number, because I do know one, and it's 2.8 cents for 20 years. And when I hear people paying 9 and 10 cents, well, somebody's raking in some money.
Yeah, so, interesting. Yeah, well, interesting. I also have seen a lot of the utilities who would be the buyer, right?
Yes.
Of the wind, saying that if they didn't have the availability to put wind on the grid, you would pay more. That's what the utilities say. So in other words, I have in my head for many years that, you know, wind ultimately costs more. And they're doing it, obviously. You know, the other issue you have to realize here, that if there wasn't wind generation here and the utilities weren't able to put wind on the grid, there are states around us that wouldn't buy the power from North Dakota. They wouldn't buy it. Now, I don't like that. I like letting the market work, but that's a reality. That's how, you know, Minnesota works. Look, they sued us even over the, you know, the coal thing, for crying out loud. We sued them, I forget what, tried to ban, you know, coal-generated electricity. And because they wanted, you know, all wind. They wanted to ban it in neighboring Minnesota, which is a big state that we export to. So that's the reality, Jeff. I mean, I think you deserve answers to your questions, but it doesn't change the fact, you know, wind is here to stay.
Let's get some hard numbers, because I understand when they see this on their bill. But let's get some hard numbers here.
All right. So if you would flag that question, Kevin, and then we'll track down some answers next time we have some folks fun. I think a few of both these two callers were following up on our conversation yesterday, where we had a number of like 5-6 people here, and not all, you know, like Randy Chrisman from the North Dakota Public Service Commission was here. He's a coal guy, but you know, he obviously cites wind farms, but you know, also talking about some of the challenges. I'm just in the mode of can't we all get along? Of North Dakota generated electricity, can't we all get along? Can't we all be for North Dakota energy? And find a win here. Now, if somebody's got an unfair advantage and, you know, a finger on the thumb somewhere, I'm with you. I'm completely with you. But level playing field, let everybody compete. Let's do it. Dexter says, do you guys ever give out Make America Great hats? I've been looking into buying one, but my wife says no, since we have a baby on the way. Well, you know what I'm going to do next time I see one? And I guess the last time was the Trump rally. They had a bunch of them and some really good ones. I'll make sure I get it, and we'll have a little contest. You can get in on that, okay? Taylor from Castleton says, go with classic fried Twinkies. Love your show and what you stand for. Thank you very much. Thanks, Taylor and Castleton. Appreciate that. And we'll keep doing the tally on what's winning for the delicacy. All right, a little debate on the trade situation in the United States when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna 4 times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is Russian President Vladimir Putin has now invited President Trump to Moscow. Putin confirming the invitation while speaking to reporters in South Africa a short time ago, saying he also remains ready to visit Washington. Putin adding conditions would need to be right, though, for such a meeting, but that further talks with President Trump should be pursued. North Korea returning the remains of American soldiers who died over 60 years ago in the Korean War. A U.S. Air Force plane carrying the remains lands in South Korea today. Rick Down's father died when his Air Force plane crashed in North Korea during the war. He's hopeful his dad's remains will be among those found and returned.
You have to really watch your heart here because this all could just fizzle. This could be nothing. It could be everything.
He spoke on CBS News. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And with the help of Republicans in Congress, we passed, without one Democrat vote, the biggest tax cuts and reform in our history. And as you know, the Democrats want to end that and raise everybody's taxes. That would be a disaster for our economy. As a result, more than 6 million Americans are now enjoying new bonuses, better jobs, and far bigger paychecks. Yet every single Democrat voted against the tax cuts. Every single one. We didn't get one vote. They voted against working families. They voted against small businesses. Not good. In the first 3 months after tax cuts, over $300 billion poured back into the United States from overseas. We think it's going to be, in the end, when completed, over $4 trillion will be back into our country. Apple alone is bringing in $230 billion, and they're building new plants. They're building a magnificent campus. They're going to be spending their money very wisely, but they're spending it in our country, not in some other country. That was made possible by the new tax cut and reform plan.
That's President Donald Trump earlier today. And a little bit of Dirk Bentley, who you'll see on the big stage tonight at the North Dakota State Fair, brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City, North Dakota. We'll be up there for Rib Fest. Mark that on your calendars. 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest in Watford City. We've been talking about this since the beginning of summer, and I'm fired up. August 10th, be right there on Main Street, broadcasting live. They're going to have ribs, great concert on Main Street, Cody Charles Band, Craig Morgan and Party After Dark with Waylon and much more. So should be a great time. Watford City, North Dakota. We'll see you there. Remember, Best of the West is the promo code at select hotels there. Ask them if they give you the Best of the West deal. You get 10% off the already low rate. All right. Speaking of Donald Trump, he also spent a little time talking today about what he sees trade, his trade policy and the trade negotiations ongoing right now doing for the economy and continuing to add to the economy. So this is something he doesn't see settling at 4.1. He sees it going higher than that. We're going to talk about that right now with two guests with differing opinions on the President Trump's trade policy and agriculture. Does it help agriculture? Is it out to help agriculture? Or will it hurt agriculture? That's my question. And we're joined today by Mark Watney from the North Dakota Farmers Union. Mark, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I'm a little jealous you're going to Watford City. I was there yesterday. Looking at getting some ribs, I kind of missed that. So I'm glad you're going up there to have that.
Well, don't be too jealous because I'm at the state fair. So there are plenty of wonderful options for for great food as well. Daryl Lease is with us, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau's World as well. Daryl, thanks. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be here again, Scott.
Appreciate that very much. Let's start on the question of helping or hurting, the Trump trade policy, helping or hurting agriculture. Mark, what's your thought?
Well, the initial reaction would be that it's hurting us because we've got the reaction into the marketplace where we lost prices. We can only be hopeful that the long-term success of it is gets us to a better place. You know, you got to kind of mix it out a little bit. You got one with Canadians we're working on, one with Mexico, and, of course, the deal with China. So there's more than one issue at hand here. Some of it's very good, some of it's challenging, and again, we welcome the effort to try to enhance agricultural trade.
All right, so you support the effort, but you're saying it's hurting. So in other words, there's a short-term pain. I hear from a lot of producers who say, you know what, if I've got to take a loss, if I've got to, you know, a few cents less a bushel to weather this, I want him to just get this done, get it done right. Is that, I mean, are you saying that? You understand there's pain short-term, but you want the long-term game, or you think they should cut and stop and, you know, cut a deal right now?
Well, I think you're simplifying it. First of all, trade is much more complex. There really is no such thing as free trade. We can talk about it, but that's not a reality. I don't think a trade war is a good thing. I think the fact that you're trying to get people to the negotiation table is a good thing. So I think that in the short term here, we're going to have pain. And at the end of the day, if they don't come together and only think a trade war is going to solve it, then I think the aid that they put forward is an excellent concept to try to get farmers through a period of time. Now, we don't know what the end goal will be. And do remember, the war with China, if you want to call it that, is not about agriculture. It's about steel, aluminum, and it's about some of the digital media and ownership rights and software. So to suggest that they're negotiating anything new on soybeans at this moment in time is a stretch. So we really got to think about what's the end game here, what's it look like, and is the trade war the best method, or is there a better way to do the negotiations?
Daryl, your take on the big question, helping or hurting?
Well, I think it's ultimately is going to be a help in the end. You know, we had the opportunity, the Canadians reached out to us, wanted to sit down with us about a month and a half ago. They sent down Minister Sowey, Canadian Minister Sowey. He's actually the infrastructure minister, but he was down here talking trade. That was his, you know, the government up there said, go down and talk trade with farmers and ranchers. And they reached out to us. In that meeting, they agreed that it was beyond time that NAFTA be looked at for an update. Because I brought that point up. I said, I think we're way beyond time we should have done this. Do you agree? And they said, absolutely. There's things you have to adapt along the way. There's things that change along the way. So they agreed it was beyond time. So I definitely feel that these trade negotiations that are going on are absolutely important to improve our position as America for our producers, our farmers and ranchers, our hardworking people on the land.
So Mark said, good idea to have, you know, a push to get people at the table and negotiate. Bad idea to do it as a trade war. Are the tariffs, you know, wise on the part of the administration? Are they a good tool to get people to the you know, table and ultimately win this, or are they a bad idea?
So long-term tariffs are never good. You know, tariffs are restrictive long-term. But it would be like telling a farmer that when you're fixing your piece of equipment, you only get half the tools you need. You've got to figure out how to do it differently to fix without the tools, the other half the tools that you need. We need to allow all the tools in the toolbox. We need to support our country. Those citizens of those other countries are standing behind their leadership in this ordeal, and we look weak as a country if we don't stand behind our country in these trade negotiations.
Your take, Mark, on the tariffs right now, and you know, I hear you saying, I want them at the negotiating table. Anything to get them at the negotiating table is great. Isn't that what tariffs are designed to do?
Oh, I think there's many other ways to do it. I think that that's maybe one of the tools, as Daryl said, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the only tool. Keep reminding yourself, we walked from a lot of negotiations. We've stepped out of things, and those negotiations continue to move on other trade agreements. So to suggest that that's the only way to do it, and, you know, I think it's kind of odd that somebody would say that we aren't standing up for our country. We do live in a democracy here, and the greatest thing in this country is having the ability to speak up for ourselves. That's what your show is about. You guys do that every single day. So that's a good thing. Farmers need to speak their mind. We need to talk about what's essential, and we need to fight for what's right. So to suggest that, again, that you're going to start a trade war and somebody's all of a sudden going to make everything better for soybeans, if that's the case, why isn't everybody buying soybeans today so they can sell them when the price goes back up? So there's a reality here in the marketplace.
Yeah, by the way, soybeans, it seems to me, are being used as sort of a political football right now in this whole thing, in the sense that, you know, okay, Trump decides to do this crazy thing and soybean prices tank. Well, there's a, talk about complicated. There's a lot of moving parts to that. And for one, you know, it's the amount of soybeans worldwide in the crop that's happening, isn't it, Daryl? I mean, is it fair to put, you know, the drop in soybean prices all on trade negotiations?
No, absolutely not, Scott. It's absolutely not the sole factor here. It's a percentage of it. There's no denial in that there's a percentage of it. You know, there's a lot of very intelligent market analysis people out there that are saying it's probably 20 to 25% of the market decline. You got to remember, when this was first announced back in March, beginning of April, soybeans took a skyrocket up. It created an opportunity for marketing that we had not seen. And then, you know, prices start to come down. Well, why did prices start to come down? It's a normal time of the year where they start to come down. China naturally buys their soybeans from Brazil at that time of the year because that's when the Brazilian crop is coming in and getting to the ports and able to be shipped. And then all of a sudden we got our crop in the ground up here in the United States, and it's looking wonderful. It's looking tremendous. So that helped push pressure down. I'm not denying that there's not a percentage of this that in these trade negotiations are causing some of the concern in the marketplace, but it's not the whole reason. As Mark said, it's complicated, but so are markets.
What percentage would you put on the price drop on the trade negotiation, Mark?
Well, I think Daryl did say very well, it is extremely complicated, but there's been a lot of work done, and there's other marketing folks that raise that percentage. I'd put it closer to 50 to 75%. There are obviously always normal trends that move, but, you know, you talk about pre-marketing. Nobody ever talks about when the people pre-market and they guess wrong. It's kind of a funny thing. We only talk about our success stories. In North Dakota, we're extremely dry, and you do have to deliver on them contracts. So you definitely can take positions where you can hedge against things, get upward movement, and you can protect against downward movement. That's tools you do have, but you need to be able to guess properly. And it is really a guess because hindsight always makes it sound really good. So I would say that we're seeing about a dollar, dollar and a half lost to our soybeans, which amounts to about 15%. That's above the normal. And I would suggest to you that if we ask the employees in this country to take a 15% cut in pay to fight a trade war, they'd all be upset. So this is bigger than just soybeans.
This is one of the reasons I'm having a hard time with the opposition, though, because, you know, I agree with you. It's America. Everybody ought to say what concerns them and everything else. But, you know, there's a part of me that hears you saying I'm rooting for this ultimately to be the one that wins. Well, is there a better chance for him to win at the negotiating table with, for instance, the soybean lobby saying, hey, privately and loudly, you know, here's our concerns, rather than being full-throated political opposition to him and then make it, you know, more open? In other words, that seems to be helping the other side of the negotiating table.
I don't think that makes any difference. I think any time that we have an opportunity to speak about what's in the interest of our farmers, that's what we do. I traveled in the state these last 3 days talking to farmers, and they all want us to fight for them to get them. They can't afford. We have a 30% drop in income right now. You're adding additional 20% potentially in soybeans, and the other markets are falling down. The cash bids on lentils, for example, has dropped just about to nothing because there's no market for them currently. So this has a way, way bigger impact than what you guys are admitting to. So the fact is we can't stand a drop in prices, and we're getting hurt. So then let's fix the farm bill. Let's raise them reference prices up to a point where we have a backstop that reflects cost of production. And if the prices go up because this trade war is successful, then there won't be any cost to the government. There's solutions here if we want to do it. We have the best farmers in the world with the highest production capacity, and we have the consumers paying the lowest amounts in the world. We have a perfect system here. We should pursue it and make it even better.
All right, Daryl, we'll give you a chance to respond to that when we come back, and I think we all want that, right? Tim and Angela when we come back. Other calls welcome, 258-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Fileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Fileson story written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Fileson. You'll enjoy it.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At the same time, we are finally cracking down on decades of abusive foreign trade practice. We were abused by companies. We were abused by the companies within countries. But in particular, we were abused by countries themselves, including allies. Abused like no nation has ever been abused on trade before, because we had nobody watching. They stole our jobs. And they plundered our wealth. But that ended.
That ended. Back on What's On Your Mind, a few steps away from the grandstand where Dierks Bentley will take the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. for the second to last night. A great entertainment at the North Dakota State Fair. We're broadcasting live. Stop by and see us. We're at the State Fair Park on the Dakota Talent Stage. And if you have a question for our guest, you step up to that microphone, you win a free MyPillow. Simple as that. That could be for our guest right now, Daryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Mark Watney from the North Dakota Farmers Union, or for Kelly Armstrong, who will join us next hour to take your calls on anything and everything. So make sure you you give him a call here today on the program. Brought to you in part by MyPillow, those Giza sheets. Somebody last night just told me, I heard you talking about Giza sheets. I ordered them up. They were fantastic. It was over at the Sleep Inn. And the Sleep Inn is, by the way, the place to stay in Minot. They have a shuttle that takes you everywhere. It's just fantastic. Great breakfast in the morning, the water park right next door. And somebody came up to me there and said, you're so right on those Giza sheets. It's Giza, which is Egyptian cotton, is what they make them from. And they're trust me, they're great. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Up to 50% off everything they sell. Two-for-one deals back to 800-506-9028. So do you agree with what the president just said, Daryl?
Oh, I think we're on our way to ending a lot of disparity that has been in our negotiations for decades that have went against us when it comes to trade. And you look at the things, I mean, everyone focuses on tariffs, Scott. Everyone's focused on the one word tariffs. But they forget that these countries have VAT taxes on us. They got restrictions on the amount of foreign seeds or inert matter that we have higher standards to meet than like the countries like Brazil. They'll tell us that they'll take our technology that we have in our crops and then turn around after they say they will, and when they hit their ports, they say, no, we don't want it. But as soon as you reduce the price, because we're not going to haul it back here, obviously, as soon as you discount it, they buy it all of a sudden. Those are things that don't get talked about. Those are the things that need to be fixed, because those are the non-buzzword things that truly have an effect on the cost of us to do business in other countries.
And on that point, Mark, I think that's the stuff over the years that Trump is talking about that has been piled in on, at the negotiating table on trade deals where farmers and ranchers specifically, you know, get the shaft. And here's a president, unlike any president I've ever heard, saying specifically that farmers are getting jammed and that he wants a better deal. So when at that negotiating table, isn't that where they add in all the bad? I know you're saying I don't want a trade war. I want to be at the negotiating table, but isn't that how we've done it? And do we agree it needs to change?
Well, I think you're missing part of the point here, because the fact is the Farmers Union has always been working very hard on trade deals to have the producer get more representation on the table. Typically, when we go into a trade negotiation, we let the processors determine. Now, the processors have a different motivation. They want to have access to more commodities, and they want to be able to buy them at a cheaper price. So we've always been on the side that when you go to the negotiation table, there should be a mindset about the producer. Now, the next thing is that really important in China, they don't want to be reliant on the American people to feed them. They're working very hard to become self-sufficient. So they're buying land in Africa. They're doing things to try to enhance the production system. The challenge they have is infrastructure, and they haven't figured it out yet. If tomorrow morning they could get away from buying soybeans from us or Brazil, they would do that. So when we go into a trade war and become a non-reliable provider of product to them, that's going to encourage them to do that even more. It's going to encourage them to look for other partners. If we become that residual market, our marketplace is always going to discount our soybeans to a level they can get to buy them. So I think there's times where you need to sit at a table and have a discussion. You need to build upon the issues at hand, like you guys just laid out. You can't ignore currency. You can't ignore labor. All these things are issues that ought to be talked about, but to think you're going to totally clear them up and that we're going to go in there and sell soybeans and disrupt their full production system, that's a myth. So we better figure out a way to work together with them to get the process to work.
A lot of people called the fact that Donald Trump said we'll get to 4% growth in the economy crazy and a myth, too. And Bush, 1.8% average over a year. Obama, 1.8% over a year. And today it hit 4.1. And the average is double. So, I don't – it's perilous to doubt him. Tim and Edgley, quickly for our guests. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to ask both those gentlemen you have there, and thank you for taking my call. As a cattleman, what have all these trade deals, specifically NAFTA, done for me?
All right. Daryl first.
Well, and so there's things that need to be corrected in NAFTA. We bring in their cattle here without a tariff. They want to put a tariff on the finished beef product, the boxed beef product going back up. That's a place of correction that needs to happen.
Mark, quickly, if you would.
Well, I think we really need a lot of things there. But country original labeling is done in about 76 other countries, and it was taken away from us. We should be fighting the WTO, enabling us to do labeling so that you guys that do a good job producing beef get credit for that American beef that can be sold under our label.
But would you agree with Tim? It sounds like he's saying NAFTA hasn't been good for him. Has NAFTA been bad for beef, Daryl?
I don't think it's necessarily been extremely bad, but there are things that can make it better for us.
How about you, Mark?
Well, it's a challenge. You're looking at a country where we eat a whole lot more beef than they do in Canada. We have a more population. So,
fascinating discussion, gentlemen. I have to cut it off there. We're up against the break, but I did enjoy the discussion and the insight and analysis from both of you. We'll do it again. Thank you.
Thanks. You bet.
We'll take a break. Kelly Armstrong takes your calls next. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.